Next up we have Rick Quimby. Is this on? Can you hear me? All right. Rick Quimby is a very talented guy. He plays piano, guitar, banjo, and by day he's a professor of physics. So welcome, Rick Quimby.
Thank you very much. A little less guitar on the monitor, if you could please, just a little bit less. So I've been digging up songs out of my my archive. I've written songs for over 20 years, and it's fun to go back and find out which ones you're going to keep, you know. And so I found one last night I played at Emerson. I'm going to play another one tonight. This is a song I wrote sort of about my dad. It's not totally autobiographical, but this is called That Old Guitar. Father was a poor man, never lived a life of ease, and he worked all his life, never did as he pleased. So when I took the money I'd earned and bought this old guitar, he kind of frowned and said to me, "Now what you gonna do with that guitar? It doesn't look very useful to me. You can't ride it in a town. You can't wear it around. You can't sit on it to rest your feet. So what's the use of spending all your money on dreams that'll never come to be? Take my advice, take a straight walk through life. Count your blessings like me. Count your few blessings like me. I never knew my father well. And I was just 10 or so when he gathered us all around, said he'd have to go. He would work far away and send the money home. And one more time he said to me, "Well, what you gonna do with that guitar? It doesn't look very useful to me. You can't ride it in a town. You can't wear it around. You can't sit on it to rest your feet. So what's the use of spending all your money on dreams that'll never come to be? Take my advice, take a straight walk through life, and count your blessings like me. Count your few blessings like me." And the years rolled onward, and I often thought about the man and his simple working ways. All work and no play. One day the news came round. My father was not well. So I gathered my friends around his hospital bed. And we sang all through the night just to cheer him on. And late that night he said to me, "I see what you do with that guitar. I must have been blind not to see. You don't ride it into town. You don't wear it around. You don't sit on it to rest your feet. But life's not only surviving, and the joy you bring comes for free. Now I know
why you love that guitar so. It is your blessing I see. It is your blessing I see. Now I know why you love to play it so. It is your blessing I see. It is your blessing I see.
The old guitar, thank you very much.
That's beautiful. He's also a great songwriter.